The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Aramark workers at Citizens Bank Park voted to authorize a strike on Sunday amid ongoing contract negotiations with the company, and those at Lincoln Financial Field could be next. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
Food service and retail workers at Citizens Bank Park held a strike vote over Labor Day weekend, and 83% of them voted in favor of a strike amid ongoing negotiations with Aramark. The vote is the latest in a series of efforts to ramp up pressure on Aramark to meet workers' demands from Unite Here Local 274, which represents the workers at the stadiums in South Philly. Previous actions include a rally in front of the Aramark building on Market Street back in June that led to a few arrests, and another one ahead of a Bruce Springsteen concert at Citizens Bank Park on August 21st. Workers won a $1 raise and health care in their new contract with Aramark. They say the most recent proposal from the company, which was rejected by 99% of workers, only gave a 50-cent raise and required 1,400 hours of work before health care access, as opposed to 900 hours requested by workers. This is the second strike authorization approved by workers in the 10-month negotiations with Aramark. Workers at the Wells Fargo Center authorized a strike back in March and hit the picket lines in April. Unite Here says workers at Lincoln Financial Field are holding their own strike vote this week, with the results coming out Friday. Aramark has maintained it will continue to bargain in good faith with workers. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A pair of siblings are questioning the death of their youngest brother that was ruled a suicide. It happened earlier this year in Philadelphia's East Falls neighborhood. They claim the police didn't properly investigate and they want another look. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Sarah and Mark's youngest brother, Matthew Johnson, died in January from a gunshot wound to the head. Police say he went to the home of a friend in East Falls, and the friend made a quick trip to the store. They say when he came back, he found Johnson shot in the left side of the head with one of his guns. He died a few hours later at the hospital, and the medical examiner ruled it a suicide. Johnson was left-handed.
Personally, I want to see that, yes, the police have done their due diligence, because to me, it doesn't feel like they have.
The siblings say people ransacked Johnson's home and stole a few items, including a coin collection, and they believe there was a debt owed between the friend and Johnson.
We know our brother has struggled with depression, and we know that there may be a possibility that it was suicide, but we're not comfortable just checking the suicide box and just leaving it at that.
Investigators say they exhaustively conducted interviews with that friend, who they say never changed his story, and they have surveillance video from the store he went to, which they say aligns with his version of what happened. They add that there was no evidence of foul play, and they'll continue to investigate if any new evidence arises.
We strongly feel there was foul play.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mortgage rates are finally beginning to cool off after peaking at nearly 7.8% last year. Falling rates are a good sign for buyers, but KYW's Connor Barkon reports a rebound in purchasing may not happen immediately.
A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped from about 6.7 to roughly 6.3% since August 1st.
The Fed hasn't cut rates yet, but Fed Chair Jay Powell has all but said that they're going to start cutting rates at the September meeting.
Chief economist with Moody's Analytics Mark Zandi explains rates are falling because investors are anticipating rate cuts.
Mortgage rates are ultimately tied to the yield on treasury bonds, the 10-year treasury bond more specifically. And investors, if they think that the Fed's going to be cutting interest rates, value those bonds more.
Zandi says it may be premature to purchase or refinance right now, but it's a good time to evaluate what to do in the future.
Now, if you are someone who bought a home with a mortgage, say in 2022, 2023, you know, at 7.5, 8%, probably still a little early to refinance, but you may be, as they say, in the money.
Zandi says while the Philadelphia housing market has experienced trouble over the last few years, it has weathered the storm better than most other parts of the country. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Ragupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.